pushing to get a full vote on the farm bill in the House. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News. The House Agriculture Committee has advanced a sweeping new farm bill, setting the stage for what ag leaders say is a long overdue update to U.S. farm policy. One lawmaker is now pushing to bring that legislation to the House floor for a full vote before the end of this month.
I anticipate with confidence it'll be considered on the House floor before May 1st.
That's Congressman Glenn G.T. Thompson, who serves as chair of the House Ag Committee and introduced the farm bill. He believes his version would find enough support among House Democrats.
You know, we had a great success when it came out of committee. I mean, it was a 34-17 vote. So we had 7 Democrats that supported the bill. It was bipartisan by design. Budget neutral, was responsible spending. You know, it really is practical policy. It's not political games. And so, and quite frankly, I think with what our farmers are needing right now, it'll give them certainty. And so I think there's an urgency in Congress in order to get this done.
Movement on the farm bill in the House is also expected to shape its direction in the Senate, where Ag Committee Chairman John Bozeman is leading parallel efforts. Thompson stressed that coordination between the two chambers will be essential to getting the bill to President Trump's desk.
Well, I know that getting the farm bill out of the House and sending it over to the Senate is critical. We want to help Chairman Bozeman build up some momentum in the Senate, and this has to be a team effort between both chambers for it to be successful. And I think he's waiting in with anticipation for what we will pass and send his direction.
In addition to the farm bill, Thompson says he's also pushing for more financial aid beyond the Farmer Bridge Assistance Program to help keep farmers afloat.
Well, that's something I've been talking about ever since the first tranche of farmer aid was announced by USDA. I appreciate Secretary Rollins and her leadership team and what they've done in rolling that money out. And so I think there's momentum that's happening with that. It will not be a part of the farm bill. It doesn't really fit within the farm bill, but it is a separate effort I'm certainly leaning in on.
With farm incomes under pressure and policy deadlines looming, lawmakers in both parties face increasing urgency to deliver a final farm bill, one that Thompson says will provide the certainty farmers say they need to navigate a volatile economic landscape. Read the full story at MichiganAgToday.com.
I'm Michigan Ag Today Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin, and I'm inviting you on a holiday vacations tour. Join me as we explore the Canadian Rockies, Vancouver, and Victoria, September 5th through the 14th. Discover the Canadian Rockies and the vibrant cities of Western Canada. We'll start in Calgary, just east of the Rockies, and explore art, history, and culture. Next, we go to Banff for a guided tour of the city and the national park before enjoying lunch at the historic Fairmont Banff Springs Hotel. We'll travel along Icefields Parkway and feel the powerful beauty of the Athabasca Glacier. Then we'll board a Via Rail train for phenomenal mountain views and decadent onboard service. In Vancouver, we take a thrilling walk across the Capilano Suspension Bridge, and our tour concludes with a ferry ride to Vancouver Island to visit the stunning Butchert Gardens. Visit holidayvacations.com, keyword Ag Today, to request a brochure, watch a travel show, and book this tour.
Hi, I'm Ella Gehring. I'm from the Alcona FFA in Northeast Michigan, and you're listening to Michigan Ag Today.
We've got a mix of clouds and sunshine across Michigan today. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin. Let's take a look at your forecast update. I'm seeing a little skiff of moisture trying to get going in eastern parts of Wisconsin here late morning to midday, tracking across Lake Michigan and into central Michigan for this afternoon. That moisture then wants to build and kind of drag southward. So I think I-96 southward today. We have to keep a door open to afternoon, well, midday and afternoon scattered showers. We can see anywhere from a tenth to half an inch out of these, with coverage around 75% of the state through a sunset from I-96 southward. The rest of the state, hey, nothing going on. Mixed clouds and sunshine, a little bit warmer. We are continuing to stay warm through your Wednesday. I think we are dry all day Wednesday with good sunshine. I'm going to make us dry for most of Thursday now. Our next big frontal boundary slowing just a bit. It does look to push through from Friday afternoon through Friday night anywhere. Well, and I think we have to linger this on into mid-morning, Saturday morning too. Anywhere from a quarter to 1 inch of precipitation. I'm going to put 100% coverage across the state of Michigan. good rounds of moisture here. We dry down, cool down a little bit for Sunday. Next Monday, Tuesday, we have a strong low that wants to move through. Good rains there. I think another quarter to 1 inch combined over about two and a half days or so. Drying down at midweek, and I think we stay mostly precipitation free from next Wednesday. That's going to be the 29th, right on through the 1st and 2nd. Now, when I say dry, I'm talking big, well-organized systems. What I do think we have in there is some colder temperatures, so a lot of clouds and just an overall damp feel. Spits and sprinkles can happen, especially as we get toward May 1st and 2nd. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Looking for heavy equipment but don't know where to buy? Purple Wave Auction has you covered. Always online and always no reserve. It's your destination for construction or ag equipment ready to work. We even sell semis, trailers, and fleet equipment for your operation. Best part? It's free to join. Head to purplewave.com. That's purplewave.com. Sign up for a free account and start bidding today. Purple Wave Auction, the easiest and most straightforward way to buy and sell equipment.
It's time now for Michigan Ag Today's Monday Closing Farm Market Review. Andy Eubank joins us now along with John Zanker. He's with Farmers Keeper Financial. They spoke at the close of trade Monday.
Chicago wheat seemed to lead the way as corn also worked higher much of the day. Beans coming back to about steady by the close, John. But wheat the leader, anything in particular there? Just the continued concern about crop quality.
Without a doubt, there's some concerns about this hard red crop. The western areas in particular of Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, Nebraska, you got to throw them in. Colorado, one of those states that doesn't get much attention, but they're pretty good grower, you know, good sized grower of wheat. So Kansas City, you know, about 16 cents off the high. So that pull pack pulled Chicago down. July is going to finish about maybe 5 to 6, 7 cents below its high. So, and that helped corn come off its high. But we're also about 5 cents above the low in corn. So it's nice to see it close in the black.
Crude up over $5. Is that really much of an impact right at the moment?
It's starting to have less of an impact. I think trade, but you know, we're seeing soybean oil today up strongly, and I think that's based on what's going on with the energies. But you see it in the equities, you see it in grain and soybean prices. There's just starting to be a little bit of a disconnect. I think there's just a lot of anxiety. It's like no confidence in a position when you know, a tweet or two can change the direction of the markets in a hurry.
John Zanker with Farmers Keeper Financial. Settlements from Monday, May corn up 3.25 to 452. July corn 2.75 higher, 460.25. May beans, though, dropping 1.5 to 1165.75. July beans 1.25 lower, 1181.75. But May wheat climbing 5.75 to 597. June live cattle falling $1.27 to $2.4607, but June lean hogs up 67 cents to $101.72. I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.